It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Tonight, a woman who refused to wear a face mask at an Ohio middle school football game is now facing multiple charges.
Get off of me!
Put your hand behind the back.
I will not put my hand behind my back. I'm not friendly. Don't get wrong.
Police say the school district in Logan, Ohio requires all spectators to wear a mask or leave, but Alicia Kitts repeatedly refused, telling Officer Chris Smith she has asthma. When Officer Smith told her she was now facing a trespassing charge, police say she put up a fight.
I feel bad for both people in that situation.
I am with you.
The police officer who was forced to go up and enforce that stupid rule, mm-hmm. where outdoors at a middle school sporting event, where you're already socially distanced and breathing outdoor air, you're in trouble for not wearing a mask. And they sent the officer up to enforce the rule that everyone there, even if you're outside in the heat, has to have a mask on. Now, the athletes on the field don't have to have a mask on, but the people in the stands do. So then this lady says, I have asthma. I'm not going to wear a mask because I have asthma and it's hot out here. And he said, well, then you have to leave. That's when this went south. She refused the cop's orders. I don't agree with what happened next. It got carried too far. He should have just gone back, found another police officer. The two of them might have been able to escort the lady out. But she fought with this police officer. Listen.
They keep struggling as Officer Smith tries to put on handcuffs. Other spectators, all wearing masks, watch.
This is over a mask.
Finally, using a taser on Kitts to take her into custody.
Tase somebody over a mask. Tasing this lady over not wearing a damn mask.
Yeah, that was wrong. She did not deserve to be tased for not wearing a mask. But if she had just left when he asked her to, and she had every right to be mad about it, but the person she needs to take that up with is the silly school district. She didn't deserve to be tased over it. It was just everything got out of hand.
But we preach all the time when a cop asks you to do something,
you
regardless
do
of what it is, you do
right.
it.
You need to
and
do
at
it.
That point, whatever happens to you afterwards, it's on you. You've made a decision.
I agree with that. I just don't think
it's just like this is one of those stories that goes in so many different directions.
Yes.
Like there's so many different conversations to have about this like one incident because I get you with the just follow the rules and you probably knew what they were when you were there.
Mm-hmm.
If you really do have asthma, I bet the school district has something where there has to be something in place there, right?
Because sure, I
would assume that maybe the school district has like. Here's the rules. These are an exception, but if you have one of those exceptions, you have to be prepared to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there's lots of layers here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And none of it went well.
No.
No, it didn't.
No, it's two different. We were talking off air. It's two different stories. The mask thing is stupid, and we know that. Wearing a mask outside when you can socially distance is really dumb. But that's not what this is about. This is about a woman knowing she was supposed to wear a mask, not wearing it, not complying, and losing her damn mind.
Yeah.
And then she gets tased, and it's like, oh, can't believe he tased her. Well, yeah, that was probably excessive, but also, like, she is at fault here for not following the
complying.
Rules and making
a
scene.
As one of my police officer friends just texted me, she was tased for resisting arrest,
right.
Not for not wearing a mask.
I agree. Yeah. I understand that, too.
100%. Yeah.
It's the point the reporter made at the end of the
story. Police want to stress that she was not arrested for refusing to wear a mask. She was arrested for criminal trespassing after refusing to leave.
After refusing a direct order to leave.
Yeah.
You have the option here. You can leave. Tasing may have taken it. I think that was probably an overreach.
Again, when she started acting like a crazy person and not listening, sometimes you get tased. We know that. And in most situations, that is very clear. When you disobey an order and a police tases you, it's your fault. So, sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm sure it stung a little bit, but you're dumb.
I'm sure
you were dumb about this.
The school district needs to fix that problem. They need to clarify, you know.
For sure.
They need to clarify what the consequences are of not leaving when you're told to. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.